This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple developmental projects in Delhi worth over 12,200 crore rupees. The key focus of projects is to enhance regional connectivity and ensure ease of travel. He also inaugurated a 13-kilometer stretch of the Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut Namo Bharat corridor between Sahibabad and New Ashok Nagar. The Prime Minister also undertook a ride in Namo Bharat train. With this inauguration, the national capital received its first Namo Bharat connectivity. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that India's metro network has now reached 1,000 kilometers and lauded it as a remarkable achievement. Mr. Modi noted that over the past 10 years, India has become the third largest country in the world in terms of metro network. He emphasized that during the current tenure of their government, India will have the second largest metro network in the world. Prime Minister Modi also laid the foundation stone of the new state-of-the-art building for the Central Ayurveda Research Institute at Rohini. Mr. Modi stressed that India has immense potential to become the world's health and wellness capital. Later, Prime Minister Modi addressed a rally at Swarn Jayanti Park in Rohini. Speaking at the rally, Mr. Modi accused the AAP-ruled Delhi government of wasting a decade fighting with the centre. He urged the people of the city to give the BJP an opportunity to turn the national capital into a city of the future. The Prime Minister emphasized on developing Delhi as the national capital of a Viksit Bharat. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today announced that Council of Scientific and Industrial Research has developed an indigenous technology to produce paracetamol, a widely used pain reliever and fever reducer drug. Addressing the Foundation Day of the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research in New Delhi, he said that this innovation aims to make India self-reliant in paracetamol manufacturing and reducing dependence on imported ingredients to make this drug. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will arrive in New Delhi today on a two-day visit to India to hold talks with National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal. During his visit, Mr. Sullivan will also meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and other Indian leaders. The National Investigation Agency has arrested a key accused in the Phulwari Sharif PFI terror funding module case. The case is related to alleged involvement of cadres of banned organization Popular Front of India in unlawful and anti-national activities in Bihar. The agency made the arrest of Mohammad Sajjad Alam yesterday from the Indira Gandhi International Airport in the national capital on the arrival of the accused from Dubai. Indian Navy's latest stealth frigate, INS Dushil, has arrived at the port of Dhaka in Senegal as part of its ongoing operational deployment. The Defence Ministry said that INS Dushil will engage in various military and social engagements during the port call, including interactions with senior Senegalese military and government officials. In Uttar Pradesh, security has been ramped up in the holy city of Prayagraj for the Mahakumbh Mela set to begin later this month. The Mela in Prayagraj is expected to draw around 40 crore people, posing a significant challenge to crowd management. The Mahakumbh Mela is scheduled to take place from the 13th of this month to the 26th of February at the confluence of the Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati rivers in Prayagraj. The National Selection Panel of the Differently Abled Cricket Council of India today announced the 17-member Indian squad for the Physically Disabled Champions Trophy. The championship will begin in Sri Lanka from the 12th of this month. The tournament for the differently abled players is being held for the first time since 2019, and India will begin their campaign clashing with Pakistan on the opening day. The final will be played on the 21st of this month. And in Hockey India League, match between defending champions Vedant Kalinga Lancers and Surma Hockey Club is underway at the Birsa Munda Stadium in Rourkela. And that is the end of this news bulletin.